welcome back to the Everyman Drummer Podcast. I am your host, Will, and today, let's touch on a little bit of a subject here that's a little bit different. So recently I was listening to another podcast on here, wherever you get it. I'm going to plug this podcast show. Pretty good show. Start listening to it maybe about a month or two ago. The guy actually reached out to me, host of the Hairy Man Show, and he had reached out to me for coming out and checking out his show. So I was like, sure, let's go check it out. Let's see what happens, right? And giving it a listen to, I didn't know what it was going to be about. And it turned out I read the description on it, and he is a fellow drummer like myself. He talks about basically a lot of the same things I do. What's hip in the drum company or in the drum community, and it's almost like another extension of this show. His has been going on for a little bit longer. Mine's only been around for a year. So his ideas are, let's talk about everything from pop culture, you know, music, drums and drumming, and what's new. I like to take the other approach too. He's basically another everyman drummer. And for the life of me, why can't I see his page up here? He also has a YouTube page, and he does a lot of drum covers on it as well. So anyway, getting back to listening to his show, I was listening to it last week, and he introduced me to a fellow YouTuber and content creator about drums. His name is Eric, and he is set up the Drum Attic. That's his channel, not Attic, but Attic. So he's actually set up, you know, and he does a lot of drum covers. He talks about a lot of things about drums. He has a lot of fun with drums and is constantly talking about putting material out there, keeping the flow going. So what I wanted to get to today was the evils and the goods of the social media drummer. You know, we click on our Instagram pages, and if you're a drummer like me, well, you all are drummers. We all are the same. This is a big drumming community here. You guys check out, guys and gals check out, you know, all of us, a lot of the drummers that are showcasing their licks, a lot of the stuff that they're doing on the Instagram channel. And a lot of it is TikTok drummers, and some of that stuff is just phenomenal. It's just like, just watching some of that and just, you know, it's nuts out there. But what I wanted to get to is the evils of it. And a lot of people use it for bad stuff. The social media, you know, avenue that they have up there. I'm only on two different social medias outlets, and one of them is Twitter and the other one is Instagram. If anybody's following me on any of those, you guys see that all the time. But what I wanted to get to on there is using it. A lot of bad things are out there, you know, people using it for bad. Let's take that and use it for good and use it for a promoting thing. Because when it comes down to us drummers and musicians all alike, we have to promote ourselves. If, you know, you want to get your stuff out there, if you're new in the business, if you're new in the scene, you need to promote yourself out there positively. So the social media aspect, using it as a tool to get out there, that's a really good thing to get out and promote yourself. So if you hashtag drummer on Instagram, you're going to see a lot of people are taking pictures of their kits, which are fantastic. I love looking at drum kits. I don't know if anybody has ever said anything, but I have a friend of mine that lives out in Florida, Reed Hayes. He had mentioned something that he likes to take a look at a lot of pictures of drummings. of drummers and drums. And he says that it's the most beautiful instrument that he's ever seen. They're just awesome. Drums are just beautiful to look at. I agree. And I'm not agreeing because I'm biased, but yeah, I am agreeing because I'm biased. I'm a drummer, so I like to look at different drum kits. It is a beautiful instrument to look at. No knocks against the other ones out there. But we have it to where it's like you look at the drum set, and you're just like, oh, yeah. What do you look? It's like, damn. That's a sexy piece of art right there. I mean, you could say that about anything, but the drums, it's like, the drums, you look at it, it's like a car. You know, if you look at the way that a drum set is set up, now take a look at the social media stuff. Go ahead and type in the search hashtag drummers or drummers or whatever, and you're gonna find pictures of drum kits. The overhead shots are the ones that really make things look pretty damn cool. The overhead shots, it does look like a damn car. Steering wheel is the snare drum. Obviously, you know what the pedals are for, but it's incredible. So using social media to promote it like that and to promote your brand out there, it's, you know, let's use it for good. Get back to the videos that we see on there, people showcasing their skills, and you look at it, it's just incredible what these people can do out there. And they're using the medium in a good way. A lot of times I get inspired by looking at the stuff out there on the Instagram page, and a lot of those, you know, those reels. I've got a couple reels out there as well. Not anything extravagant like some of these guys, but use Instagram and the social medias as a tool to promote yourself and to inspire people. You never know what you're going to run into. You never know what you're going to, who you're going to connect with. Like I said, connecting with the guy from Drumatic, Eric, I connected with him on social media, on Instagram. I follow him, give him a check him out. He is at the Drumatic. I'll put the links in the show notes for you to follow. I'll even set up a link to his YouTube page for you to follow. Great, great stuff. He does drum covers. He actually does, like me, an every man drummer review of products that he's using. He's not endorsed by anything. He believes the same thing I do about endorsements. You want to hear something cool about endorsements? There's a snippet on the Drum History Podcast with Nikki Moon from Nikki Moon Cymbals, who basically says endorsements are a scam. We'll talk about that on a different show, but on a different episode. We'll talk about that later on. But I agree with that too. Endorsements are a scam. But using social media as a platform, you know, you hashtag drummers of Instagram and all this fantastic stuff shows up. It's not just people going over rudiments. We know how boring that is. You know, we really do know how boring going over rudiments, especially since we already know, you know, a lot of us already know how to play rudiments. Me, I stand by the big three, paradiddles, singles, and doubles. That's it. I don't care about all the other rudiments. Yeah, they sound cool, they sound great, but I don't care about the other ones. I just use the big three. You guys want to roast me on that one? Go for it. I don't care. And that's what we're here for. We're here to talk about all that stuff. We're not all going to agree on anything. And maybe sometimes some of you guys will, and girls will, ladies and gentlemen, maybe some of you think the same way. But it's like, social media, I'm glad that a lot of people on the social media aren't teaching you how to do a paradiddle. Who cares? It's boring. We all already know how to do that. You know, there's, you know, practicing can be fun. Practicing can be very regimental and boring. You know, it's the bottom line. So using social media as a avenue to promote yourself, that's always a good thing. It's what you want to do. You want to be able to go out there, go to the extra distance, make yourself known, because you never know who's watching out there. You never know if your reel is going to blast up and break the Instagram. I was surprised. I had a couple reels that went over 2,000 views in less than an hour. And I was just like, what in the hell? Why? I'm not even doing anything special. It's just like, I guess a lot of people liked it. So kudos to that on there. Using social media for your advantage. A lot of cool guys, a lot of cool ladies and gentlemen out there. Some of the lady drummers, fire, man, fire. Telling you, some of this stuff that you ladies are doing out there, I'm just at awe watching. It's like, it makes me feel, I sit behind my kit and I don't even want to play anymore. But it's pretty damn nice to see that, you know. But take a look out there on the social media avenues. The drummers, you know, drummers, hashtag drummers of Instagram. There's nothing wrong with it. A lot of people look at it and be like, hey, listen, you're an Instagram drummer. You know what? This is the new wave of things. Since we're not out there gigging anymore, you know, maybe some of us are getting back into hitting the road and recording, you know, but I'm not, and I'm more geared to being the studio guy here in Chicago. I'm more of the call guy. The phone rings, hey, can you cut a couple tracks here, come down to the studio and go. I mean, I say sure, most of that, that's, I would personally would rather be doing that. And I say that because don't get me wrong, I love playing live. I think we all love playing live, but for some of us, we don't have that luxury to play live. We don't. It's not in our cards. So some of us aren't going to be able to play live. So, some of us would rather stick with doing what we're doing on the social medias. Doing podcasts like I am, which is, you know, it's good to be out there and communicate, talk with everybody. I like to engage in that type of stuff with everyone. You know, it's a nice avenue to get at. You know, when the lockdown happened in 2020, this is what I came up with to keep myself active. You know, yeah, I was recording in the studio a couple months ago, toward the end of last year. You know, but that's where I like to see myself. That's where I prefer myself to be in the studio. You know, it's just, this is how it is. This is just the way I like it. I'm not going to turn down a touring thing. No, I'll go out there. And I've become very, when it comes to bands, it's like it has to be something that has a vision. I want to be part of something that's going to be bigger. Even if I'm not permanently part of that group, I want to be part of getting somebody there. So I'm not going to say that I'm retired. It's like I almost sometimes do feel like I'm retired from playing live. But I personally, I do the social medias and the YouTubes because that's what I like to do. You know, is it harder? Yeah, because it does. Social media, this is the other thing with social media. It's become so saturated that everybody's been doing it. There's been an explosion in it, for sure. But you just have to learn the role with it. You want to stand out. You want to be, I guess, in a sea of sharks, you want to be that minnow. Or in a sea of minnows, you want to be the shark. You want to be able to stand out in it. And that's what self-promotion, especially using social media as a self-promoting tool, can work to your advantage. I'm glad I'm part of that community. A lot of these guys and gals are glad they're part of that community on the social media. Just scrolling through some of this stuff, it's incredible. You know, that's what it comes down to. It's just one of those things that it is something that you want to be able to explore. So check out the Instagrams, check out the social medias if you aren't already doing it. So just type in their drums. You'll be inspired by what people are doing out there. It's just crazy. And it will truly inspire you to want to play better. and go around looking, you know, checking out things. Grooving along with that stuff like there, I just, that's a little bit of a snippet I was playing right there on hashtag or at Big Fat Snare Drum. There's a, just this dude on there, PKG Drums, and what is it, Timbo from Kino, and he's just playing a little groove on there. Stuff like that is what really inspires people to play a little bit better. It's a nice snare drum he has right there. I think it's looks like my vintage Ludwig snare drum that I've got up there. The color scheme is the same. It's got the 8 lugs on there, and it's the snare drum sound on it is just huge. Pretty cool. Pretty cool right there. And that's coming off of, if anybody heard that, that's coming off of, you know, off of Instagram. A lot of stuff you'll get inspired by. There's some other crazy stuff. Check the, you know, see what else we find on here. Let's see. Click on this one right here. This one's from Grace Plays Drums. Not sure if you guys can hear that. Just stuff like that. I mean, it's pretty cool. And she's just playing atmospheric jams is what it says. And she's at Grace Plays Drums. You know, these are the things that pop up all the time on Instagram when you're just, you know, you're just browsing through. You put in a hashtag of whatever, and that's what's coming up on the reels. These are things that you should be using for yourself to inspire yourself to move forward. You know, nothing wrong with being a social media drummer. There's nothing wrong with that. You never know, maybe your next big gig will become because of that. Simple as that. That's what it comes down to. Shoemart 19. Really big, fat sounding snare drum right there. He's out of Nashville, Tennessee. Just jamming around there. Shoemart 19. So these are all Instagram guys right here. And even though the videos are short, these are short little snippets of them on their reels. Always inspiring to watch these things. Some of these people going at like 1,000 miles an hour. You're just like, wow, what the? He's like, what the fuck is that? Like, dude. And you're just in awe. I'm more of a technique versus rather a speed guy. You know, speed always comes later. Drums My Life 22. Bianca Costa Bateria. Or Batera. Whatever. I butchered that right there. This is one of hers on hers. Pretty cool stuff out there. Does it mean you have to like everything on there? No, absolutely not. But again, getting back to that, use the social media for good, because you never know who you're going to connect to. You never know who's watching. So that's Instagram right there. I'll set up some links to Drum Addict in the show notes. Check out his YouTube page. He's got a lot of great stuff out there. So I was looking around. This is something that haven't done in a while, and it's reading some of the drum magazines. My subscription ended to drum, and I haven't renewed it. I want to get it back there, but the problem is everything is digital, and I don't know about you guys, but I don't like digital media. I'd rather have the print in my hand. So what I saw come up on my email about Drum Magazine, they're talking about 14 reasons to love Ringo Starr, and checking it out right now on their page, there are perfect reasons to love Ringo Starr. And a lot of people will look at that and be like, Ringo? Why Ringo? But not a lot of people understand that he's inspired a lot of drummers out there. He's the first one, and Mike Portnoy has said this, that he believes that the starting point of progressive rock was Sgt. Pepper in 1967. That album broke all the rules. I'll agree, sure. And you could put him down as the first progressive rock drummer too. But they have it's a cool article. I've read a little bit of it on Ringo. 14 reasons, you know, this one, number two, he's cool. Sure, yeah, he is cool. And the number one reason, he's got the best name, Ringo Starr. Come on, man, Ringo Starr. We all know his name is Richard Starkey or Starkley or something like that. I think that's it's Richard, I think, is his first name. Ringo, you got everybody, Ringo Starr. I mean, come on, you can't even get any better than that, you know. Check out that article, 14 Reasons Why to Love Ringo Starr. You know, a few years back, I was able to meet Paul Werdegel, Chicago drummer here. And he's, he's locally from here. I guess you could still consider him a Chicago drummer, but he's, you know, he's best known for playing with Pat Metheny, another local guy. I think he's from Missouri, but he hung out up here a lot. And what he said about Ringo was, you guys all have seen how Ringo plays the hi-hat, and it's that sweeping motion. That's actually really hard to do. So he saw it, and I tried doing it, and it became a big mess. There's no way. But it doesn't. I don't dog Ringo, because Ringo's got that solid groove, and a lot of those grooves are hard. I've actually played, he said something about being a left-handed drummer. He leads with his left hand. So if you listen to, I forgot what song, and he's got the tom roll. You guys probably know what it is. One of the only times he actually played a 5-piece drum kit with 2 rack toms up top. But does it come together? I think it is. Yeah, and he playing that roll in time like that. That's actually tough. That's tough. That. I tried to do it, and it became a mess. It's like you just fall off the tracks. You just don't know what the hell's going on. But, yeah, check out that article. It's in Drum Magazine this month. 14 Reasons to Love Ringo Starr. You know, other stuff in there, under in the news. Let's see what else is in the news here. Again, this is all improvised right now. They got drum news up there, what to watch for in PASIC 2020. The Yamaha DTX 6E drums, DAW's Dave Grohl Icon snare, which is actually a really nice looking snare drum. It's the Sound City. I don't know if anybody's watched that documentary on Sound City that he did, where he bought the studio that he was recording in. But it was a really good documentary. I saw it a few years back, or a couple. I think it's been out for like a couple of years now, I think. You want to check that out there. Drum news from ANF launches a vintage-inspired hardware line. These look like they may be a little bit older. DW released the Pi snare drum, the Pi Piccolo snare drum, and that was back on March 14th, 314. So, and it's a 3x14-inch snare drum. Go figure, right? It's a Pi. That's Pi. So I'm a sucker for these DW drums. Maybe because I play them, I don't know. But they got such good stuff on there. Yeah, I was Just saying, my snare drum collection is at 5 right now. It's growing, whether they're newer snares or whether they're vintage snares. You can never have too many snares. You're going to use them, you know, whenever you, for different situations. So check those out right there. Look at that. DW takes math rock literally with new Pi snare drum. Workshop has released a collector's series piccolo snare drum with a depth of 314, a nod to the mathematical constant Pi, which was first used around 1900 BC. Wow. A long damn time ago, by ancient Babylonian and Egyptian civilizations. The Pi Piccolo snare drum, which retails around $600 to $800, that's where some people lose it right there. But you know, you're playing a good instrument there. I'm not gonna plug DW because I use them, and I've been using PDP and DW for a long time. The pedals mainly I started using in '96. You guys probably heard that in another episode, but I've used the same drums for about 20 years now. They haven't failed. And one day I will get my collector series drums copied. You know, that's another thing. We'll talk about that on another one, about custom gear, which I think is absolutely horse shit right there. Custom this. You can't buy this. You have to be so-and-so. You can kiss my ass. But anyway, back to the Pi snare drum before I go off on a rant there. The Pi Piccolo snare drum, $600 to $800, features a newly designed two-piece mini turret lug that houses independent lug receivers. Now, that's really cool. You don't have to worry about detuning the top lug if it's, you know, it's separated. As well as DW's compact mini mag throw-off. Now, those mini mag throw-offs, that is something that when I talk about my snare drums, those are the ones that I modify all of my snare drums to have that, and simply because it's a magnetized throw off and it locks it versus these other mechanical ones that can work their way loose. So that's what's pretty good. Also go on down here to say, DW notes that this drum's quick and snappy response with dry, crisp, clean fundamental tones and a wide tuning range considering its shallow depth. That's pretty cool. See a lot of guys, again, going back to the social media aspect, there's guys turning snare drums into toms. I've seen this. Check out Sounds Like a Drum. I'll leave the link in the show tunes where it has that hybrid tom drum. It's used either way. But a lot of good stuff out there. Check out the new issue of Drum Magazine. It has these articles on here. I'm just looking at it right here online. I do have to get that, so I do want to get that subscription back. They even have an article from the archive, In and Out of the Studio with Toto's Jeff Picaro. I have to take a look at that one. Take a look, see what's going on. Modern Drummer Magazine has a new issue out, and Dave Weckl is on the cover, May 2021. I think he's been on the cover a lot. It's like fifth or sixth time. I've got a couple of them with him. Dave Weckl, one of my other heroes on here. You guys all know that if you guys have been listening for a while. But, check out that. Let's see what they got in their news section. They have different things here for different, you know, a lot of different people read whichever magazine. I'm more of a drum guy. Modern Drummer, nothing against it. There's a lot of going over and talking about rudiments over and over. I think you can only go so much with rudiments before it gets kind of redundant. Rudiments, like I alluded to earlier, rudiments, you know, it gets redundant. It just gets repetitive. So, see, what do they got here in the news today? Oh, they talked about the Chicago Drum Show, which I missed. I completely forgot that it was May 15th and the 16th. And I should have known already that that the Chicago Drum Show is always around the same time. Just, you know, you get locked up and you get caught up in everything else that's going on in the world. You forget about the things that actually are normal. They got an article on there. Let's see what they say about it. Modern Drummer was there. You know, I get weary about going to these things because I've alluded to in a past episode about leaving you know, an endorsement. And you don't want to run into, it's like an ex-girlfriend or an ex-whoever. You don't want to run into them there. You just steer clear, you know, whatever. So, nothing much on that. We're just talking about that they are exhibiting at the 2021 Chicago Drum Show, which passed May 15th and the 16th. Let's see, what else we got here. This article I'm going to take a look at. This is in the Drum article from the Archive. In and out of the studio with Toto's Jeff Beccaro. Yeah. Enough said on that one. We'll take a look at that one. It's Jeff Beccaro. So, but check that out. Links are in the show too, in the show notes, especially for social media drummers. I'll leave some links in there. You guys can check that out. I'll leave a link to Drumatic page out there. Tell them that I sent you if you guys want to check it out on YouTube. I'll set up the link for what we just talked about briefly, the hybrid drum and the tuning range for Sounds Like a Drum, Cody Ram and his partners over there. Yeah, just check them out. Again, using social media to your advantage, yeah, use it. Promote yourself, get yourself out there, and I promise you, things will come. You just got to be patient, and the phone will ring. You'll get an email or a message in your DMs. You guys want to hit me up in my DMs, it's at Will Geronimo on Twitter, or I'm sorry, at The Real Will Geronimo on Twitter and on Instagram. DM me there. If you guys want to use the email, it's the Everyman Drummer Podcast at Yahoo, or Everyman Drummer Podcast at Yahoo. Check that out there. Anything, any topics you guys want to talk about, hit it up there. Again, hit DM me and everything. Just want to take a brief moment to talk about today's sponsor, and it is Anchor. You want the easiest way to start your own podcast? Check out anchor.fm. They are brought to you by Spotify. You record your episodes, upload them. They do a lot of the legwork. They'll get the stuff out there. They'll get your podcast sent out to all the other platforms out there. If you want it on iTunes, if you want it on Stitcher or Pocket Cast, you can go from there and they'll distribute it out there. They can even pay you if you want to record. They'll match you up with advertisements and you can make a little bit of money off of it. So check out, I highly recommend checking out. If you're new to the game, if you want to get started on a podcast, pick a topic, talk about it. You know, doesn't have to be that long. They're at anchor.fm and they're brought to you by Spotify. So check them out. Yeah, really good stuff. So that's all we got for today on this week. It's the social medias and using it to your advantage. So until next time, drummers, ladies and gentlemen, be cool, stay safe, and let's curve that COVID. We're getting there, people. Get your vaccination. Wear the mask if you have to. If you're being told to, wear it still. But we're getting there. We're getting closer. We're almost there. It'll be nice to see everybody out and about. Until then, we will see you next time. Stay safe and keep on drumming.